Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. The Victorian government has closed a quarantine hotel that has been linked to three cases. COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria says the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport is being closed until further notice. Premier Daniel Andrews says the hotel closure will allow for a thorough clean.
So that's that very deep clean to the highest of standards, and it's simply not possible if there are guests at that hotel. I wouldn't read any more into that beyond the need to do that clean, and you simply can't do it if there are people there.
A World Health Organization team in China has rejected a theory that the coronavirus pandemic began because the virus was accidentally leaked from a Chinese lab. The team has completed a 28-day mission in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, probing the origins of COVID-19. Head of the WHO team, Peter Ben Emberich, says it's extremely unlikely that the virus leaked from a lab in Wuhan.
The findings suggest that the laboratory incident hypothesis is extremely unlikely and to explain the introduction of the virus into the human population, and therefore is not a hypothesis that will suggest future studies into our work to support our future work into the understanding of the origin of the virus.
A leader of the Maori party has been ejected from the New Zealand Parliament for not wearing a tie. Rewiri Waititi chose to wear cultural dress in defiance of a dress code which requires men to wear ties. Mr. Waititi says the green stone necklace he wore in place of a tie is part of Maori business attire. In Parliament, Speaker of the House Trevor Mallard defended the policy, saying it's supported by the majority of MPs who responded to consultations.
My own sympathies are with an abandonment of ties, but that is not the view of members who responded. Supplementary question. No, the member cannot take a point of order. The member cannot take a point of order. I do not recognise the member. He will now leave the chamber.
Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial after the United States Senate voted to declare it constitutional. Six Republicans voted with all 50 Democrats to proceed with the trial. The former president is accused of inciting his supporters ahead of the deadly riot at the US Capitol building. A founding member of the Supremes has died suddenly in the United States at the age of 76. Mary Wilson helped form the 1960s group alongside Diana Ross and Florence Ballard. Under the Motown Records label, they scored 12 number one hits with songs like Baby Love and Stop in the Name of Love. In an interview last year, Miss Wilson spoke of the systemic racism she experienced as an African-American woman.
We were shopping at stores. People would follow me around. And now when they found that we were Supremes, we were making money, then they wanted to sell us everything in the stores. They would close the stores up for us. If I didn't have all my makeup on and my wigs and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and I go in just as a black woman, people were not very nice to me because I was black.
A spacecraft from the United Arab Emirates has reached Mars after a 7-month journey. Two more unmanned spacecraft from the US and China are following close behind, set to arrive at Mars over the next several days. The Minister of State for Advanced Technology and the Chair of the UAE Space Agency, Sarah Al-Amiri, says the mission is a significant achievement for the Arab world.
Science data will come from our very first missions, hopefully getting discoveries about Mars. And for the Arab world, if this is possible, I think we can break lots of bounds that we've self-imposed on ourselves and further develop and enhance and add on to global knowledge.
And to sport in tennis, Stefanos Tsitsipas has accounted for Frenchman Gilles Simon at the Australian Open in Melbourne. He took out the match 6-1, 6-2, 6-1 on Rod Laver Arena. He'll now go up against Tanasi Kokkinakis, who had his first victory at the tournament in 6 years. Tsitsipas says Kokkinakis will be a formidable opponent.
I've known him for years. He was struggling a little bit with injuries in the past. Now he's back. I feel like he's playing well. It is a serious match, and I have to take it as serious. He's playing on home soil as well.
I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.